And there you can see a map of the city that shows the different mountains of Paris. I guess by Paris standards, we would call them mountains, right? Maybe not anywhere else. But you can see the various hills there. So Montmartre is up north there, where you can see, it says Sacré-Cœur, so you have the Sacred Heart Church, big white church at the top of the hill. And it is the highest land point in Paris, 129 meters, so what's that, about 300 and some feet. And then you have Montparnasse down the bottom here, and there's Mont Saint-Genevieve, you know, where the Pantheon is. You can see the different places, different heights. So you do have some hills in Paris. And you'll notice that they've marked on this map the different city walls that were built, fortifications. From the very beginning of Paris, when Paris began on the island, 300, 400 BC, the Romans, Paris was a Roman city. So you had a succession of city walls being built further and further out. And then number five here was the last wall that was built just before the French Revolution in the 1780s. And at that point, Montmartre was still outside of Paris. Because it was outside the city, everything was cheaper outside the city. Because anytime you came in the city, you had to go through a toll gate until the 19th century and pay a tax on all the goods that you brought into Paris. So it was cheaper to be outside of Paris. So you can imagine that the cheap wine attracted the artists. And so Montmartre became the principal art area of Paris. And most of the famous artists, they either hung out in Montmartre or they actually lived in Montmartre in the late 19th, early 20th century. And of course, because it was cheap, you could run a restaurant, a cabaret, a brothel, a music hall. So all these places of entertainment sprung up outside of the city. And then you have just another map that shows similar idea, the orange line, and we're up here where it says Sacré-Cœur, this part of the 18th district. And so that orange line was the 18th century city wall. And of course, it really did lead up to the revolution because people were very upset about having to pay the new taxes with this new wall. And so, and there was this very, really anti-tax sentiment leading up to the revolution. But it was cheaper up in Montmartre, and the artists could come up there and set up cheap studio space in Montmartre. And you can see a more of a local map, the good old Michelin map here, which shows the yellow part, that would be where the city wall was. And you have the boulevards that correspond with it. And it corresponds with line two metro and line six metro in Paris, where the original 18th century wall was. And you'll notice they have these squares kind of at the bottom of the hill. There's Place Blanche and Place Pigalle. And that's really in the heart of Montmartre. And we'll talk about the jazz clubs that sprang up in Montmartre. And they were down in this area near within a block or two of Place Blanche, Place Pigalle. And the name of Place Blanche, it means the white square, because that was where the toll gate was. And they had wagon loads coming down on the hill, going to the toll gate, and they were full of gypsum, the white chalky powder. And so it was leaving trails of white powder, so it was the white square. And the Moulin Rouge is right there on the Place Blanche there. And there you can see how Montmartre was really like Swiss cheese. From the time of the Romans, they were digging gypsum quarries in the hill. So it was riddled with quarries. They did that for centuries and centuries. And the gypsum they used to make what we traditionally call plaster of Paris. Although plaster of Paris does not really come from Montmartre because it was outside of Paris. It doesn't come from Paris, it comes from Montmartre. So we should be calling it plaster of Montmartre. But we think of plaster of Paris as something we use for sculpting, but it was very common in France and still is today. Well, they don't dig it out from Montmartre, but they use the plaster to make a nice smooth surface on buildings to kind of imitate stone. And here you can see a building that has the plaster of Paris on the outside as that smooth surface, and you can kind of carve it in different forms. But you'll notice this building is sagging a little bit, right? And you can see this doorway isn't square, isn't straight anymore. And there's cracks in the wall in various places. And a lot of buildings are like that. And some of the buildings actually lean a little bit because historically there were so many quarries underneath it. You had these big gaping holes in the ground. and the buildings would settle over the centuries. And the last big case of that, I think, was in 2003, when there were people in this building, and they woke up in the morning and they noticed their building had shifted about a foot or so in the middle of the night. And what they do in that case is they go in and they dig underground, and when they find the hole that caused the land to settle, they fill it up with concrete. And about a third of Paris was limestone quarries or gypsum quarries or clay mining. And so they've had to do a lot of shoring up over the years. And so if you buy an apartment in Montmartre, you have to be very careful that you have the quarry inspection office approval, and then you know what the condition of the soil is under your building. And of course, there's a lot of interesting statues you'll see out in Montmartre. And you know, when you think of Montmartre, you think of the name, right? You know, what does the name mean? Montmartre. And it means the mountain of the martyrs, because there was an old tradition that the Romans had executed Christians and they were buried in the hill, in the gypsum quarries in the hill, actually, originally. And so you have this tradition of Montmartre meaning the mountain of the martyrs. And so when you think about it, before Montmartre was the principal red light district of Paris, it was one of the holiest places in France. No contradiction, right? Between the concepts, I suppose. And so the most famous of the martyrs, the most important of the martyrs that were executed, was the man in the statue here, Saint-Denis, Saint-Denis. And so if you're in Paris, usually if you see a statue with the figure holding his head, it's usually Saint-Denis. It's not John the Baptist or somebody else. Saint-Denis. And there's a nice little park up in Montmartre that has this statue here where you can see him holding his head. And this is the statue that's on the facade of Notre Dame by the left door. They have many statues of Saint-Denis in Paris. And then in case you're wondering how it was that Saint-Denis could hold his head, you can see the illustration of it in the Pantheon. They have a mural showing what happened there. And so Saint-Denis, he was the first Christian bishop of Paris. The Romans weren't Christian yet, because this is around 250. So they decided to execute him and a couple of his companions. So they dragged him up to Montmartre. They cut off his head. But as you can see, it didn't slow him down too much, right? He just picked up his head, washed it off in a fountain, and then walked 4 miles north of Paris, carrying his head. And apparently he was preaching as he was walking, carrying his head. And then he finally collapsed at a spot where the Romans had a cemetery. So they probably carried him there. He may not have made it there under his own steam. But it's on that spot where they built the cathedral, the famous cathedral of Saint-Denis, where all the French kings were buried at a certain point. So you can go out to the cathedral of Saint-Denis where Denis was originally buried. So it's one of the famous legends of Montmartre. And in honor of the tradition of Saint-Denis and the martyrs, the Benedictines bought most of the land in what's Montmartre today, and they built an abbey in honor of Saint-Denis, a Benedictine abbey. And this is a painting that's in the Louvre. It's a Pietà set in Saint-Germain-des-Prés on the left bank. So I don't know if you realize this, but the Calvary and the crucifixion of Christ that happened in Paris, according to this painting. You can see it's on the set on the left bank. And then if you look at the upper left corner, you can get a better view of Montmartre, and you can see the Abbey of the Benedictines up at the top of Montmartre. In the foreground is the Abbey of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. You can see that. And then right across the river in the middle, you can see the Louvre, what it still would have looked like about 1500 when they did the painting. And then there's a Bourbon mansion as well that belonged to the Bourbon kings to the right of it. But it's kind of an interesting painting to see what Montmartre looked like around 1500, just the Benedictine Abbey at that point. And then the Benedictines left in the 17th century, and then the village really sort of started in the 17th century. But here you can see all that's left of the original Benedictine Abbey, which is the little church of St. Peter of Montmartre, which was finished in 1147. So that's 16 years before they even started to build Notre Dame. So it's one of the earliest Gothic churches in France. And if you look on the inside, you can see it's quite nice. And however crowded Montmartre gets with the tourists, at least pre-pandemic, you can see that it's a nice quiet haven inside, and it's never crowded inside. It's quite nice. It's just off the Artist Square, the Place du Tertre. You notice that the stained glass is not original. And that's because the Allies bombed Montmartre. They bombed the 18th district in April of 44. And the bombs landed next to the churches at the top of the hill, and it shattered the glass. So they got a local artist to do this kind of modern glass, which is quite nice, actually, the 1950s. And then you'll notice on the right how the columns, how the columns are splaying outward. It's not quite straight inside, and that's because when they built it over the old gypsum quarries, the land settled and forced the columns out. And so they had to kind of compensate for it over the years. And most of the roof is actually new. So, and then you can see that there are the columns, and you'll notice you've got this gray column here, which is different from the others. And there are four of them that are just like that in the Church of St. Peter. And those four columns are from an original temple that the Romans built on top of the hill, a temple to Mars. So when you think of Montmartre, maybe it even predates the Christian. It's the Mountain of Mars, before the Mountain of the Martyrs. And it has four of the original Roman columns. They think the temple was from the first century. And so those are the single oldest elements in a church in Paris from the Romans.